Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannan in with you until 3 o'clock. And over the course of Wednesday and yesterday's Liveline, we began hearing about this scam that is targeting Bank of Ireland bank customers. And basically they're getting texts or calls purporting to be from the fraud unit in the bank, asking them to, you know, take certain steps immediately to stop transactions from going through that would have been suspicious. And of course, it turns out that this is in itself the suspicious transaction. So we heard from Niamh, whose mother lost €10,870,000 through this a couple of weeks ago. We heard from Michael Behan, who lost €8,000 to these scammers. Donal called in about his daughter, who was a student. She lost €2,890 taken from her account. We heard from Finbar, who had €3,000 taken from his account. And we heard from Gavin, who was taken for the sum of €2,409.84. And of all of those calls, just Finbar managed to get his money back from the bank. In all the other cases, all of these people are being told, these customers of Bank of Ireland are being told by their bank that tough, that they gave away their bank details, and therefore they're entirely liable for that, for those amounts. So I want to go now to Melanie. Melanie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
You too are a Bank of Ireland customer.
Yes, I am.
Tell me what happened to you.
So very like your other callers, I got a text through just basically saying my Visa debit card had been used for some transactions. Is this you? And then click on the link below. So I knew it wasn't me. I knew I hadn't done anything on my card. And so stupidly, now in retrospect, I clicked on the link and it took me through to what looked like a very legitimate Bank of Ireland screen. It said there were two numbers, two amounts, one for €25, one for €2,950, and to confirm if I did not want them to go through. So I gave some further details to basically confirm that I didn't want them to happen. And then I got some verified by Visa numbers through, which I inserted. And obviously what happened was they confirmed for them to go through as opposed to confirming that I did not want them to go through.
And you must have got, when did you realise that you had been scammed?
Well, very quickly. And then because what happened was that I kept on getting verified by Visa numbers through. And then I tried to log into my account and I was frozen out at that stage of my own account. And then I got straight on to the bank and was saying, you know, look, what's going on? And they said, you know, OK, you need to change your PIN 6-digit number. And I said, well, I hadn't given it. But anyway, went and changed that anyway. And then I was talking to one of the customer, you know, representatives. And she just said, oh, I can see they're still trying to take the money out.
Oh, so your money was still there at that point?
No, they were still trying to take those additional verified by Visa numbers I had got were further attempts to take more money out of my account. And so I said, you know, well, please can you confirm that that you've managed to stop it? And she said, no, that money is gone.
Just like that?
Just like that. So as brutal and as direct as that.
And just to remind people, we're now talking about €2,975.
Correct. Yeah. And I think just to emphasise as well, and I know that seemed a surprise yesterday, but, you know, this text had come through on the text number, you know, that I normally get texts from Bank of Ireland on. So it wasn't a random one. It, you know, they had obviously done that kind of spoofing of the number from Bank of Ireland. So to all intents and purposes, it looked entirely legitimate.
Yeah, because now you kind of think, what do you do? If what does Bank of Ireland do if there is a truly a suspicious activity on your account and they call you? I suppose what Bank of Ireland will say is they never ask you to input card details or codes or one-time passwords in these circumstances. Is that what they said to you when you went?
Yes, they did. And that is something that I would actually disagree with, because I had got a text before from Bank of Ireland referencing, you know, Bank of Ireland card, which was a totally legitimate one. And it says, you know, click here. And basically it's how you sign up your credit card. And, you know, click here and you give your details, including, you know, your mother's name, your date of birth and all of these other details. So I had legitimately got a text from Bank of Ireland with a link to a website. So they say they never send links, and that is just not true. They do. But when I brought this up with Bank of Ireland, they said, oh, we only send them when we have told you we're going to send them. But that doesn't, that's confusing. And in the moment of panic, when you are, you know, confronted with the possibility of money going from your account, you're not thinking, oh, hang on, there was some tiny little caveat about we'll only send it, you know, when we tell you about it. A precedent had been set in my mind, and I thought it was legitimate and went ahead.
That is a very good point, that you have previously been asked for personal information in order to set up a bank card. So,
correct.
So in a text from Bank of Ireland, from the same number that this text came from.
Exactly.
For all intents, for all you knew at that point in
right.
time.
Right.
And are you still in communication with the bank in relation to this?
So I basically have received two letters from them. So I had kind of went through the complaint process, went through the review process, and the latest letter I got from them said they were not going to engage with me any further, that the next step was to the Financial Ombudsman.
And are you going to go to the Ombudsman?
For sure. Most definitely.
Well, you're not alone, Melanie. You're definitely not alone. Will you bear with us? I want to go to Patrick.
Sure.
Patrick, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Patrick, how much did you lose?
€2,247.
And when did this happen?
It happened on the 20th of April, I suppose, similar to Melanie. I got a text from the genuine Bank of Ireland number that my account was disabled, and I was to click on a link, which I did, and it brought me into kind of login details. And then I got, I assumed it was legitimate, obviously. Then I got the OTP code, which I gave, and discovered that the money was gone. Now, I reported it immediately to Bank of Ireland, but I was told that I just have to wait and see how the investigation went.
All right, because other customers have been told, well, you know, we're not liable. You gave away these details of your account and you breached the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Have they not told you that?
Yeah, no, I got a letter then, we'll say about 10 days later, to say that I hadn't taken reasonable precautions under the conditions of use of the card. Now, then I wrote my complaint, as is the kind of process, I suppose, with them. And I asked them to specify what exactly the terms and conditions that I had broken. So then they went straight to final response. Now, with a final response, you don't have any right to reply with them. And they quoted me six terms and conditions that they think that I've breached. Now, the interesting thing about them is that the terms and conditions they claim I breached had some extra text added in, as opposed to the actual terms and conditions that you can download from the website. So, I mean, for instance, here under term 3.2, you must keep the PIN and verified by Visa password secret. And in the actual terms and conditions, it just says you must keep the PIN secret, memorize it. So I'm not too sure whether Bank of Ireland know this terms and conditions themselves.
And are we sure we're not comparing apples and oranges, that that there is only one set of terms and conditions online in relation to the account?
Yeah. Well, see, under the conditions they quoted, I had a link that I could upload the full terms and conditions effective the 11th of May 2019. And they don't correspond to what was quoted in the final response.
And you're saying that the terms and conditions that you're being accused of breaching are more detailed and more directly applying to what you actually did?
Well, there's extra text added in, verified by Visa password. Now, I don't even know what a verified by Visa password is, because they're claiming that by giving the same password OTP, and this is verified by Visa password, which is slightly different, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, but anyway, you say, looking at the terms and conditions, you don't think you did break these terms and conditions?
I don't think, I mean, they've given me six, and if you go through them, I feel that I've confirmed to all of them, you know what I mean? But as I said, when I was given a final response straight, there's no right to reply. So it is the Ombudsman that I'll be heading for next.
And you're going to the Ombudsman as well. The Ombudsman's going to get very busy.
I think so, yeah.
If there's a, if our calls are anything to go by, will you stay with us there? I want to go to Teresa. Teresa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
How much did you lose, Teresa?
I lost 3,090 on the June bank holiday weekend. It was Sunday when I got the text saying that my card was blocked because Bank of Ireland had noticed fraudulent activity. So there was a link, but I didn't click on the link immediately. I went into the account on the computer and I didn't notice anything. But further down in the message was, if you want to stop this fraudulent activity that is about to happen, you need to click on this link. And when I clicked into the link, it brought me straight, like Patrick, as if I was looking straight at my Bank of Ireland online, and my account number was there, my name was there, my phone number was there, everything was there in front of me. And then I got a one-time passcode, and then when I put in that, that was it. It was gone. So 3,090 went there and then. But I rang straight away. And my point when I appealed, I got the same letter as Patrick did, but I appealed it. And my point was, I asked Bank of Ireland to stop the transaction straight away. But the transaction didn't finally go through until the 2nd of June, which was 2 days later. So I appealed on that basis that they didn't stop the transaction, and it still went through 2 days after that.
Yeah, and what do they say about, because we heard this from Gavin yesterday as well, that when he discovered, and he discovered very quickly what had happened, and when he was talking to the bank, the person was able to tell him, I can see it, it's still there, the money is still there, it hasn't left your account yet, but we have to proceed with this transaction now.
And so it finally went through on the 2nd of June, and you know, it was passed over then to the investigation team. I received no phone call from the investigation team at all. Nobody rang me to ask me what exactly had happened, which I found very strange. You know,
and when, sorry, just to go back to that, because I think that is really, I mean, I can't imagine the frustration that you're telling them, this is a fraudulent transaction, don't let that money leave my account. But
and you know the way on a bank holiday weekend, sometimes transactions don't go through, they're pending for a few days till the next business day happens or whatever.
Yes.
I thought, you know, this is great, this, I have it now because this is a Sunday bank holiday. And the following day when I checked the account, my money was still there, they hadn't got it. But the following day again, which was Tuesday, which was the next business day, that's when it was completed. So it was 2 days later.
And did the bank, and I should say, we have asked Bank of Ireland to provide a spokesperson and maybe further statements on this, and we'll wait to see if we hear back from them before the programme is over. But what did the bank say in relation to that point, the particular point about the fact that you had alerted them before the transaction had gone through?
Nothing. I got the same letter twice. I got the same letter that they were sorry, but I was responsible. I put in the one-time passcode and they're not accepting any responsibility. They made no reference to the fact that I asked them to stop the transaction. No reference to that at all. I got the same letter back twice, to be honest. But I got no phone call from any investigation team. I just wonder what investigation actually happened. It feels like they're pulling letters out of the top drawer and just doling them out to their customers who've been stupid enough to be scammed. You know, that's what I feel about it.
But, I mean, what's becoming clear to us, and just in relation to the callers that we're getting in here, that the Bank of Ireland must be well aware of this scam ongoing now, because we've been talking to people who've it happened to you on the June weekend. Melanie, it was the 29th of June. Patrick, it was the 20th of April, and we had others going back. I think it was Donal yesterday. His daughter's issues happened in April, and I know that Niamh's mom's issues, that scam happened just a couple of weeks ago. So this
The unusual thing I feel about this, you know, what's very strange, the bank account that I was scammed in is normally in the red. There's never any money in it because the only reason there was money in it this weekend is because I had got a loan and it was sitting in the account. I had to pay a bill. And I was sitting there and they took exactly the amount that was in the account. If they had looked for 4,000, they wouldn't have got it because I'd have been gone over my limit. They knew exactly what was there, what amount to look for.
And did you say you had actually borrowed that 3,090?
I did. I borrowed it to pay a bill, and it was sitting in the Bank of Ireland account. And it went. So obviously I had to get another loan then to pay the bill, because obviously the bill wasn't paid. So I have two loans now based on the stuff that was stolen. So
Is even. Talk about insult to injury.
And I'm always joking about that account, because I say, oh, you can scam away, lads, because you're not going to get a cup of tea out of it, because I'm always in the red. And it's one time.
And how long had that money been in that account before the scam?
Oh, it was sitting there. It could be a few days. And it was over the bank holiday weekend. And I said, oh, look, I'll deal with that next week.
Because that was another feature of one of our callers yesterday. I think it was Niamh's mom and dad's case, that there had been a change, an account just set up just the week before.
Yeah.
And they thought, this is very strange that anyone should know that this money was there and
was
in
there,
that account. And
think,
again,
yeah.
Donald's daughter, as if I recall correctly, they took something like 98%. They just left a few euro in the account. And if they'd gone a bit over, as you say, they would have triggered the
Exactly. How do they know? They must have access to our accounts before they go and, put this a scam in motion. They have to have.
Okay.
It's not just a coincidence. I fully believe it's not a coincidence.
Teresa,
not in my case.
Well, I suppose the thing is, we just don't know what sort of technology or what sort of access or how these scammers operate. But stay there, Teresa, because I want to go to Siobhan. Siobhan. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Siobhan, how much did you have taken out of your account?
It's actually to do with a relative's account, but it was over 20,000 euro from Bank of Ireland. Yeah.
Okay, you're our winner of the thing you do not want to win today, is the highest so far.
No. Yeah.
God, that is so. When did it happen? When did this get
so
done?
So this would have been the start of June. Basically, like your callers have mentioned there, the message came through on a genuine Bank of Ireland text messaging thread. Even after the fraud occurred, he was still getting messages on this thread. So it came in to say that the card was blocked. You click a link. That link would bring you to where you log in with your 365 details.
And again, to tell people, it looks exactly as it would look if you were logging in yourself.
Absolutely, exactly. And look, to be honest, I work with technology myself, and I'd be quite, savvy with these things. He showed me that message and I said, oh, yeah, that's from Bank of Ireland. We'd be trained in my job to look at these things. I went on, copied the link. I didn't go to it from his phone again, but copied the link, went to it myself. The message, even the link, a lot of the time you'd have funny letters in the link or numbers, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very...
convincing.
Yeah, exactly. And sophisticated as well, to be honest with you. I mean, from my perspective here, it's clear that there is a hole somewhere in Bank of Ireland's system. They shouldn't be sending text messages to customers if this happens, I know people can feel, like your last caller there, I just want to say to her, she's not stupid. These are really sophisticated scams, and there obviously is some type of security breach here with Bank of Ireland that they're just refusing to take responsibility for, and it's terrible, really.
I think that the thing that is throwing everybody or that threw people or that sucked people into this was how legitimate those texts, and the fact, as you say, they came in the same thread that you got your legitimate Bank of Ireland texts, and also that once you clicked into it, it took you to a page which was absolutely identical to your own 365 banking 365 online page.
And in my relative case as well, something to mention here, even if we say, okay, maybe there was a responsibility there not to click the link, these transactions were taken out in multiple goes, so there would have been different transactions, maybe one for, it started off with 150, then there was 2,000, then 4,000, then 9,000, then more transactions of around 4,000 or 5,000. The banks should have stopped this. It's suspicious activity. This account was never used for these types of transactions, and I just don't understand, what type of protections do we have with banks? Is it the case that if we make this...
I wonder about that as well, because I know myself, if you're abroad, for instance, you will quite often get a phone call or a message from your bank saying, this activity is happening, and if you know wherever you are mm-hmm. you is this you? And mm-hmm. so there's obviously built-in checks into some kind of activity.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing a message now saying that Bank of Ireland is telling us that they do not have anyone available to talk to us on air today for the programme.
I actually, one of my friends, we were listening to yesterday and we were debating whether to call in, and one of my friends who has a bank account with Bank of Ireland rang after your show and said, here, I'm listening to Joe Duffy there, what's the story? What if I got scammed? What would happen to my money if I got scammed? And Bank of Ireland told him that they weren't aware of any Joe Duffy show and that if he got scammed, he would get the money back. It seems like they're not even aware in their own, that the people answering the phones don't seem even aware of this,
And as I say, of all the people that we have spoken to over the last 3 days, Finbar was our only customer who got his money back. He went to the guards and he went to the bank, and it was €3,000 was taken out of his account. It was a slightly different scam. I think it was through a phone call, but similar mm-hmm. MO in it, and the bank reimbursed him. So I'm not entirely sure. Mm-hmm. What the difference is between that. I mean, I've looked at all the letters that all of you have been getting from the bank, and they all refer to the same thing. They basically tell you, look, you give away your card details, it's in the terms of condition that you have to take precautions or reasonable care, and you didn't mm-hmm. do that, and therefore this is on you, basically. We can't reimburse this.
And they did the same thing. They quoted the same terms and conditions about keeping your card safe. And keeping your details safe. Basically they say that you have to be grossly negligent. That's in their terms and conditions, that you're grossly negligent to allow these scammers access to whatever details you've provided with them. But I would counter-argue that there is a gross negligence on the bank side. For even, continuing to text customers, if they know about these scams, they should stop texting customers. They should ring them or email them if they need to communicate with them in some way,
Absolutely. Siobhan, just to recap, as I said, yesterday we had Niamh's mom, €10,870, Michael Behan, €8,000, Donal's daughter, €2,890, Finbar, €3,000, Gavin, €2,409.84. And today so far, we have yourself, Siobhan, your relative has lost €20,000. We've spoken to Teresa, €3,090, and that was a loan that she'd already taken out, so she'd take out another loan to cover that. And we spoke to Patrick, €2,247. These are all Bank of Ireland customers whose money, and in many cases, savings that they're really relying on, have been stolen from them, taken from their accounts. And really, is it good enough that they will not come on air today and explain to us and to them what they are doing to keep their customers' money safe? And why, when there is so much similarity between all of these cases, when they're coming to the scam is coming to all these customers through a number that is identical to the numbers from Bank of Ireland, why they are not prepared to reimburse their customers when these security breaches have occurred? Grace, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
You're a student, Grace.
I am, yeah, just going into my third year in UCC.
How much did you lose?
I lost €2,980, the money I had saved for my college fees.
And is it the same story, exactly the same story?
It's pretty much very similar. I got the message with the link. It came under the official Bank of Ireland heading. It was grouped in with all my official messages, so I didn't think much of it, went in, wasn't asked for any personal details, really, because I would be pretty wary of it. Just like my date of birth and my card number. So to verify it, it said that my account had been blocked. So then I filled that in, and then I got a call from someone. I received a call, and it came from the official Bank of Ireland number. I made sure, because I was really wary of it. I checked it on the website. I checked it on the back of my card. It was the official customer service number. So he told me that basically I had filled out the details wrong, which I figured I probably had, just doing it quickly. And he told me that it had been blocked because there was a transaction on my account for just €26 was all it was.
And tell me, what accent did the person who called you have?
Like, that was the thing. Like, it was no accent. Like, I was really wary of it. I didn't want to give any details at all. But he had no accent. Like, he knew a transaction that was on my account.
But it was an Irish voice. There was no
foreign accent or anything to it that would have
alerted
made
you
me
to
more
maybe.
Suspicious. Yeah. So, and the fact that he knew of a transaction on my account, which is what Bank of Ireland say to verify. They say, check, is there an old, or check, do they know about the transactions? So that kind of, after them two things, I just kind of assumed that it was.
So, yeah, so the two things that gave you comfort there was you double checked, you saw it was definitely a call that came from the number that you know is the Bank of Ireland customer number. And as we know, this is because these fraudsters use the spoofing software to pretend they're somebody else, basically. But they were using the legitimate Bank of Ireland number, and they asked a question that you would expect to be asked by a customer service Bank of Ireland person checking that you were who you were.
Yeah, exactly. So then he said he'd call me, but I had to really fill out the form about verifying myself. So it was the same details again, and he said he'd call me back. So then I called the number myself. I redialed the number when I didn't hear back and got Bank of Ireland customer service, but then I was left on hold. So I just figured they'd call me back when they were ready. So then I was just waiting then, and I got, your man called me back, and he said, he was discussing about it, and he said there was a charge for 2,980 on my account. So I logged into my own online banking. I saw that there was a charge there. And having checked and everything that it was the official number, I was more at ease, like, stupidly. But so then he said he would send me a code to like cancel this transaction. But what I didn't realize at the time was this was actually the verified by Visa password to authorize the transaction. Then he sent a second code then, because there was a second charge on my account for another 1,500, but thankfully the call dropped then. But that was at 60, that was at 4:15, and literally 1 minute later, like, I've checked it on my call logs and everything, I received a call from the fraud team at Bank of Ireland asking me, did I recognise any of these transactions? Like, did I put them through myself? And I said to them, like, no, I didn't do anything with my card today. None of these transactions are mine. Like, I assumed it was quick enough that they'd be able to stop it going through. I thought that was pretty much the end of it.
How did the Bank of Ireland, this is the legitimate, real Bank of Ireland fraud team.
This is the legitimate fraud team, yeah.
And they called you how long after that happened?
So the call from the fraudster was at 16:14, and the call from Bank of Ireland was at 16:15, as soon as the call dropped.
So a minute after this happened. I'm a bit confused, because I know you said you did try and call the customer services, but you hadn't gotten through and you hadn't told them, alerted them to this activity yourself.
No, I hadn't alerted it to them myself.
So they saw this somewhere where in the this transaction happening, and they called you back immediately, and you told them this isn't a legitimate transaction, that it's a fraudulent transaction. And that wasn't good enough to stop it.
I guess not. No, I didn't. Then I didn't get any more calls back from any other number. So they told me to cut my card, and they told me that they'd send out a new one, that they were cancelling it for me, because I was led to believe that it was that my card had been copied or hacked or something, not that it was actually that I was on the phone to someone. So then when I called them back...
Sorry, when you say you were led to believe, Grace, did they tell you that...
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't say anything. They made it sound like my card had been copied at an ATM or something, was how they had kind of phrased it when they said they'd be cancelling my card and that. Right. And they were asking, had I been using it anywhere suspicious, like online sites or anything like that. So I called them back then half an hour later just to see what could be done, like, and they said that they'd pass it on to the fraud team and it should all be sorted out within 5 days. But then I didn't hear anything from them. The money went out of my account, which, like, I thought the transaction would have been cancelled as soon as, like, because I pretty much said straight away, this is not my transaction. So then they called, or I finally got a letter from them there on Monday saying that I was liable for this. It was my responsibility because I had given out the password. But I, like, can't figure out how they had let this transaction go through. when I let them know instantly that it was definitely not me.
Yeah, and I wonder what is the point of contacting customers and asking them if there's a suspicious transaction if it's too late already, if the transaction is already a done deal at that stage?
Yeah. I was really confused about it because because it was so quick, I just kind of thought, right, that was the matter resolved. Like, they saw that it was suspicious, they were going to block the account and stop it from going.
But then again, more questions that we would love to be able to put to a representative from Bank of Ireland if they would make themselves available to us. And the questions are piling up, and the customers who have been put in this situation are piling up at this stage. Stay with us, Grace. I want to go to Marion. Good afternoon, Marion.
Hello, how are you? How are you doing?
How much did you lose, Marion?
I lost €2,020.
Okay, when did
On
it happen to you?
On the 29th of May, it was a Saturday, and like the other customers, I got a message from Bank of Ireland, through my bank 365, saying there was an unusual transaction on my account. So straight away, I actually rang bank fraud before I did anything, and when I rang bank fraud, I was put on hold for a few minutes. So I heard a message saying, if you get one of these messages, text and say, no, not me. So I did that, but I have kind of a bad signal here, so it didn't seem to send. So I sent it a few times, and then I went into my bank in 365, and it looked a bit suspicious, but again, it said to me, unusual transaction on your account, or your three-digit PIN.
You know, hold the line there, or hold on for a second, Marion. You went into your... Did you use the link in the...
No, I keep saying I didn't click on the link because a friend was with me at the time and she said, whatever you do, don't click the link. So as far as I'm concerned, I went into my bank in 365.
On your phone?
On my phone, yeah.
Okay. And totally separate from this message that you'd gotten. You went in independently.
Yes. And it looked a bit suspicious, but it still had kind of the usual bank in 365 page or whatever. So when I went into my three-digit PIN, it said incorrect PIN, re-enter. So obviously I entered three digits, the different three digits. So that's how they got my six digits of my PIN. And then it said unusual transaction. To cancel this transaction, if it's not you, please enter your card details, which I did because I thought I was in Bank in 365. And then it asked me, it said it would send me a PIN. And when it sent the PIN, I typed it in, and then kind of about 10, 15 minutes later, it just wasn't sitting right with me. So I went back into my bank in 365, and the money had been taken out. It was a €20 transaction first, and then a €2,000 transaction. And it was the exact money that was in my account that was taken out. It was like as if they knew what was in my account.
Well, I suppose, could it be that they just knew that when they went in to take the €20 out, they could then see exactly what was left, and then they decided to clean you out.
Exactly. Yes.
And what has the bank said? Basically, it's your problem.
Yeah, I got an email after 4 weeks of. I think I made 13 phone calls. I took 3 or 4 trips into branch. I issued a complaint because they kept telling me we'll get back to you within 5 to 10 days, and I was waiting for phone calls. Every time I rang, I had to explain my case again. And I was told by the bank officials that you should never enter your details. And I just found that very frustrating that I had to keep repeating my story. And then they sent me an email last week saying that it was my responsibility to look after my card, and similar emails to what everyone else has got.
And I know now, because we've spoken to so many people in this position, I mean, it's infuriating for people to be told it's your responsibility to look after your card and to not give away your details in circumstances where you're getting these texts and calls from what look absolutely 100% like the real deal.
And what it really frustrates me as well is I told the bank, and I told bank fraud when this happened to me, please don't send me any information through phone messages because I can't trust it. And they sent me two messages. Like, they sent me a message saying your case has been reviewed through my phone again, through the same messaging system. And they also sent me a message. I had applied for a credit card. And again, they sent me a message through my phone saying, please, can you give details to apply for your credit card? And I had told them, I don't trust this
message. Of course, now you're going to look at every...
Please don't send me anything. And I just felt I wasn't being heard at all. I went into the police station as well, my local police station, and I made a statement as well. So I will go back into them. What the police said to me as well is that the bank have to take some responsibility considering it's through their phone messaging service. And it seems to be predominantly Bank of Ireland customers that are getting cases as well.
Well, so far it's all Bank of Ireland. We haven't had any callers in yet, at least, from any other bank that have been targeted by this scam.
No.
So there does seem to be a particular issue with Bank of Ireland and their their security systems. Heather Clark, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
How much did you lose?
I lost 3,000 euro. Yeah, and I got the similar text that said your Bank of Ireland Visa card is blocked due to a suspicious charge. And when there was a link in that text, it made me a little bit suspicious. So I said I'd ring Banking 365 myself. So I rang through, and this is similar to a caller that rang in on Wednesday, I think. And I clicked through, and on those, the recorded messages, it said that due to COVID-19, there was reduced number of customer service staff working. And if you could do what you're trying to do, please do it online. I then clicked through to the card security section, and it said, if you have received a text from card security, please respond to the text. So I took that they were moving this to, for you to do it online, and I clicked on the link and replied and was brought through to the Banking 365, or what I thought was the Banking 365 website. And I, like the lady yesterday, all I entered was my PIN code. I didn't enter my card details. I didn't enter a one-time code. And I didn't think any more of it. They just said there was a transaction to transfer 3,000 euros actually to a Revolut account. And was that my transaction or not? And I said no. Didn't think anything of it until the next day I went grocery shopping. It was the beginning of the pandemic, the lockdown. I put my card in, and my card was declined. Now, I had not alerted the bank that there had been fraudulent transaction on my account, so they already knew something had happened because my card was declined. So I came home.
Sorry,
and
was
them.
There still money in your account?
Sorry?
Was there still money in your account? Would it have been declined because there was
no,
nothing
no,
left?
No, there was still money in my account, yeah. When I rang them, they said that my access to my Banking 365 had been blocked and that my card had, they had blocked my card as well. So they said that 3,000 euro had been taken from my account. Now, one of the things I'm really annoyed about is that I rang through to that number and I checked, I double checked, and I brought this up in my complaint with them. Like the other people, I've had a number of letters going back and forward. I brought this up in my complaint and I said I was directed to reply to the text. And in the response to the complaint, they have come back and they have said that they apologize that I took it that was what I was supposed to do. They have changed the message and they offered me 250 euros in compensation.
Is that, would that, I'm not a legal person, but would that amount to an admission that there was something wrong with their messaging at that point?
I'm not a legal person either, but to me it does. It says, I sincerely apologise if you believe this message to be related to the text message you received. Please be assured that this message has now been amended on our IVR menu to eliminate any confusion for customers.
Well, as you say, as you called, we had a caller on Wednesday who had exactly the same issue. And he actually went to the trouble of going out and recording that text message in case
I
it disappeared.
Recorded it too. But for them to offer me 250 euro as a gesture of goodwill in full and final settlement of your complaint, they said. So I have not signed that. I've got all the letters from them. I've now taken it to the Ombudsman, but I'm extremely unhappy. And the other point I want to raise is that they use text messages to communicate with their customers. It's not the customer's responsibility to figure out whether that's a genuine text or whether it isn't. It's their communication method. They need to make sure that it's secure. And the second thing from all of these calls that I've been so unhappy about is that mine happened on the 3rd of April, and I've heard people calling in here, and it's been July. Why on earth is it still happening to people in July? That's 3 months after I was scammed. Even if mine was one of the first ones, it shouldn't still be happening in July. And the fact that they won't come on and talk about it, like, that's just not good enough.
Well, yeah, and Donal, who kicked off this conversation and alerted us to this in the first place, his daughter's account was raided in April as well. So this has been going on. You're not the only one who was hit in April. And as you say, it's been going on. And our most recent one, I think, was just a week or two ago. So, but and I'm wondering as well, if everyone is getting all these text messages, and this is a means of communications from Bank of Ireland, are they inserting any text messages into these text threads warning people that some of these text messages may not be legitimate?
I don't think they've sent us a text message. I think they did send one that said there's a smishing scam going on, and that's, it says that on their website, but I don't think they've communicated anything else. But I just think if it's not a secure mechanism of communication, don't use it. You know, if it's been like, it came in their thread of text, like it was from Bank of Ireland, are we supposed to know that that wasn't a Bank of Ireland text?
And similarly, people who have responded to calls, it came in on the Bank of Ireland customer care number as well. And again, how are you as a customer supposed to differentiate and distinguish and be suspicious of texts and calls from what looked to be, for all intents and purposes, coming from the bank? Heather, stay with us. I want to go to Aisling. Yeah. Aisling, good afternoon.
Hi there. How are you doing?
We're adding it all up, Aisling. How much are you down for?
Nearly 2,300. But the interesting thing is, just listening to your calls over the last couple of days, is that my fraud, or the scam that happened on my account, actually happened on the 25th of September. It echoes all of these scenarios that the other people have experienced. But seeing as mine happened on the 25th of September, and it was reported to the guards, and I went through the fraud investigation team, it's an absolute disgrace. Like, it's not even that it's a shame, it's an absolute disgrace that no action was taken by them at that time. Because there's so many similarities between what I experienced and what others have had. Like, the things that are the same now are that, like, the text message... So, first of all, what happened was, it was in the evening time, very, very busy time in a household, and I started getting missed calls from an English number. And my husband's cousins and aunt live in England, and I just wondered if something happened to say that I was getting these incessant calls. So I answered one of them, and it says a suspicious activity may have happened on your account for €999 in London, England. If this is not your transaction, you have been sent a PIN to cancel it. So I was literally shaking because I thought, oh my God, there's nearly €1,000 going to be gone out of the account. So I went into the text messages in the same thread as all the other Bank of Ireland text messages that will come through to you was a PIN. I entered the PIN, pressed the hash key, and it said, you know, thank you, this transaction has been cancelled. So I thought, oh, phew, that's great. And I hung up, and maybe 2 minutes later, got another phone call from an English number, which I recorded. And it was again, now this time it was for €1,300 in London again. And if it wasn't my transaction, I'd been sent a PIN, entered the PIN, and it would cancel the transaction. So I did that. And then a third call came, and I hung up on the third call when I realised it was the same one again. Immediately rang Card Securities. And the lady that I spoke to said both of those transactions are already gone through, and the third transaction, which was a further, I don't know, 1,300 or something like that, was pending. And so she said, don't enter in any PIN. And I said, the other money's already gone out of my account. And she said, yep. So, like, I had no link to press. And I didn't enter any of my own card details, but I did have a code, which subsequently they told me is that one-time passcode.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's one of the things as well that makes me quite cross, because, like, and two of your callers today have said it, you know, or have alluded to it, like, you know, the bank have constantly come back to me and said, it's my responsibility to look after my card details. I did that. My card was not out of my possession. I didn't click on any wonky links on a computer or anything like that. But I feel strongly that it's actually the bank's responsibility to look after our details. And one of the things, when I rang Card Securities that evening, the lady that I spoke to, I said to her, I said, it's in the thread of the Bank of Ireland text messages. I couldn't understand. And it's in the Bank of Ireland text messages. And I said, it looks so authentic. And she said, no. Now, she admitted it to me on the phone that night. She said, that's a legitimate text message. When they accessed your card details, they also accessed all of your contact details. She asked me, is this the phone number that you've registered with Banking 365? I said, yeah. And she said, well, when they accessed your card details, they accessed all of your personal details as well. And it's very rich for the bank to be able to say to us, it's our own personal responsibility to take care of our details, which I would feel that I do take all prudent steps to do. However, the bank, I don't feel, have taken prudent steps to take care of our personal details. And to say that my fraud or my scam that was on my account happened on the 25th of September last year. And
that's extraordinary, I have to say, Aisling. That's extraordinary because, as I say, up until now, the earliest we had come across was Heather and I think Donald's daughter, which was last April.
Yeah.
And as you say, this is very similar. Has a lot of the same markers as all
lots
these others.
Of the same markers. And I went to the guards, and the maddening thing was, the bank concluded, you know, the same as all the other customers that have been speaking to you. You got the letter that said, our investigation is now complete. You are liable for it if you wish to pursue it through the ombudsman. You can. The bank concluded their investigation on the 12th of November. The guards continued investigating it, and I only got my letter from the guards to say that they were concluding the investigation because they couldn't get any, they couldn't, you know, solve it for me on the 14th of January. So the guards actually continued it for 2 months further than the bank.
Yeah, that's the other question. And again, we say we have asked Bank of Ireland to provide us with a spokesperson. But that's the big question is, what attempts do they make once they become aware of these scams? And presumably there's, you know, one person or one gang behind a lot of this activity. What attempts have been made to follow the money and figure out where it goes and to get it back?
And one of the things as well that I kind of feel quite strongly about, and all of your other customers or your other callers have said it as well, is that the customer service that Bank of Ireland have given to, I'm a customer of theirs for nearly four decades. I have never defaulted on any payments. I have no overdraft outstanding with them or anything like that. And the customer service that they gave to me was absolutely appalling. I couldn't get talking to an operator on the fraud investigation team when I wanted to. I presented in my branch three different times. And I could not get a manager to speak with me because once they found that I wanted to talk to them about a fraud that had happened on my account, she wasn't available to me. When I presented on the first day, I met one of their customer representatives on the floor, as the arrangement now is, and I said I wanted to speak to the manager, and he said absolutely no problem. Went obviously to the back room, spoke to the manager. The manager said, find out, you know, he said, oh, can the manager wants to know what's it in relation to? I said, it's in relation to a fraud on my account. He trotted off, told her that message, and came back out to me and said she's not available. I presented two further times. She still didn't meet with me, and I asked, And she assured me, actually, she sent through word through the customer representative on the floor. She assured me that she'd ring and make an appointment with me. She never did. I phoned three separate times, you know, and I just kind of felt like this is a disgrace. Like, what kind of customer service is that?
Yeah, I spoke to our local bank manager as well, and she basically said there was nothing she could do. It was down to, it was a different department. And that's not good enough either.
No.
John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How much did you lose?
I lost €1,000.
And when did that happen to you?
The 10th of June.
And again, is it the exact same as we've been hearing?
Exactly. I just turned on the radio 5 or 10 minutes ago and I heard your listeners. And exactly the same thing happened to me. I did a small transaction in the UK, a company I do business with quite a lot, and for only £87. And 5 minutes afterwards, I got the text. And I have a string of texts from Bank of Ireland going back years, like, you know, saying to expect this trick there was all the rest of it, like, you know, it's the usual, the text message came in on the usual number, like, you know, and saying that they felt it was a fraudulent transaction taking place on my account, you know, and I tried ringing them and they asked me to check my account, you know, to log in and check my account. And anyway, for a finish, I got a letter out the other day to say that I tried to contact them by phone, which I failed to do. You know, I'd be always listening to music on the phone and not possible to get through to them. But I got a letter back the other day to say that the fetus was my problem and that I shouldn't have entered any details on the thing, even though I didn't give them any PIN number. I didn't enter any PIN number or anything like that, you know.
You didn't enter a PIN number?
No, what I did was I entered my card details the same as if I'd be paying Ryanair or anybody else like that, you know. I did enter my card details because it asked me to do that, like, you know. I entered my bank account number. They asked me to bank account number. But nothing was taken out of the bank account, just taken out of the credit card.
Right. And so you're down €1,000 and the bank are saying tough,
my
basically.
Problem. Yeah, yeah. I tried to log on to my bank account the same as a normal rule. I didn't enter any credit card. I tried to log on to my account to see was the money taken out of my current account, which there wasn't.
Okay. Okay, John, I'm going to have to go. I wish all yourself and everyone else we've been talking to the best of luck in their pursuit of their money from Bank of Ireland. Today's programme was produced by Lisa Marie Berry. Sound was by Mark McGrath. Research was by Richie Byrne. Joe is back with you on Monday. But from all of us here, from the whole team, have a great weekend.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.